the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Dorothy L'Amour.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Folks, this is Al Jolson of the Old Kraft Music Hall. Well, today is Thanksgiving, and we all have a lot to be thankful for. I know today when I sit down to my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to bow my head and give thanks for the food that I eat, thanks for the clothes that I wear, and thanks for Larry Parks. And I'm especially thankful that you like to hear me sing, because there ain't nothing I want to do more. Come on, Lou, let's take it. When the wintry winds are blowing and the snow is starting in a fall, then my eyes turn westward knowing that's the place that I love best of all. California, I've been blue since I've been away from you. I can't wait till I get going. Even now, I'm starting in the corner. California, here I come, right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning, that dawning bird is singing, and everything a sun gives me said, don't delay. That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come. California, here I come, yeah. Right back where I started from, where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, the bird is singing, everything the sun gives me says, don't be late off. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, Louis, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Al, I needed that song. It cheered me up.
I know, Oscar. I read the papers. But what's making you today more unhappier, you know, than usual?
Well, among other things, my wife wants to get into politics.
Oh, Oscar, don't worry. Let your wife go into politics. It'll keep her busy.
Yeah, but she wants me to do the campaigning for her.
What's wrong?
I'm supposed to go around kissing babies.
Really? I think that's beautiful. That's really sweet, Oscar. Why should you mind kissing a few little teeny-weeny babies, really?
Every time I kiss a baby, I either get whooping cough or the measles.
That's funny. The only thing I ever caught from a baby was colic. But it didn't last very long. My wife put me over her shoulder and burped me.
Al, how could your wife put you over her shoulder?
I lied about my age. Look, if your wife is really serious about politics, have her go after a big office, like president. The White House would be a good place for you, really.
What makes you think so?
They already have a piano there. Now,
there isn't a chance for a woman to be president.
No?
A president has to be over 35 and a leader of men.
That's right.
Very few men will follow a woman over 35.
You got it, I would.
Al, I wonder what it would be like to have a woman Secretary of the Navy.
Secretary of the Navy? A woman? Oh, that would be wonderful. She'd give the sailor that new look and put some more material in her pants. You know, they'd wear them that way, you know.
Well, I'm not going to worry anymore about my wife being in politics.
No?
She's already the Speaker of the House.
That's nothing. That's nothing, Oscar. At our house, my wife is chairman of the investigating committee.
Al.
Yeah.
What do you mean, investigating committee?
Well, when I say I'm going to the fights on Tuesday night, brother, she really investigates.
I don't want to discuss politics any further.
No?
I happen to have my piano with me, so I'll play something.
Well, what made you decide to play so suddenly?
I'm tired and I want to sit down.
Well, what are you going to play, Oscar?
Well, a friend of mine asked me to plug a song for him.
Who?
Fred Chopin.
I know his brother, Sam.
Well, at any rate, I'll now drool over one of Chopin's nocturnes.
For 60 different Thanksgiving days, many a feast menu has included the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese. In fact, this creamy white, exquisitely fresh-tasting cheese is so famous that some people think any cream cheese is Philadelphia cream cheese. Now, don't you make that mistake. Genuine Philadelphia is the brand made only by Kraft, the brand that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft. And that's why it's important to see the name Philadelphia brand marked right on every package of cream cheese you buy. That's the way to get rich-tasting, fresh-tasting cream cheese every time.
Oscar, Oscar, wait a minute, will you? Why are you playing turkey in the straw?
I was just thinking, it's 6 o'clock out here and we haven't had our turkey dinner yet.
Yeah?
But in New York, it's 9 o'clock and everybody's eating.
Well, what about it?
If I was in New York, I wouldn't be so hungry now.
Oscar, look. Don't encourage him. Oscar, look. Go ahead and play something, and later we'll go up to my house and have Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, we've got a big, beautiful 16-pound cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah, cheese.
Don't you have turkey on Thanksgiving?
Not while I'm working for Mr. Kraft, I don't.
I'm glad we're not working for a dog food company.
Oh, that's perfect. Security, Oscar. Oscar. Oscar, what is that?
It's Madame Butterfly, an opera about a Japanese girl.
Well, what's Japan got to do with Thanksgiving?
They've already eaten over there, too.
Will you forget about the food and play a little more of that Madame Butterfly, please?
Al, why is it you never let me sing with you? I have a voice, I have a larynx, I have lungs. I want to sing before it's too late.
One fine day in June.
Oscar.
Yeah?
It's too late. Don't play any more of that. It's too high class. I got a song, you know, for the common people. Poor Butterfly.
Do you want an arpeggio?
Hmm?
An arpeggio.
Yeah, give me an arpeggio.
Again with the arpeggio, all right.
Poor butterfly, neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that she'll be faithful. I'm sure she'll come to me by and by. But if she don't come back, then I never a sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
Oscar. Oscar, what did you think of my rendition of Poor Butterfly?
Poor.
This is no time to make a joke, and you didn't. Yes, sir, here's where you talk, Oscar.
I'm sorry. I was transported by your fiercely beautiful voice.
Uh-huh.
Al, I want you to do a request for me.
Sure, Oscar, anything you want. Name it.
Well, many years ago, before I was a little boy...
What were you before? What were you before, a little girl?
No, I'm serious. You sang a song called Rosie, You Are My Posy.
Mm-hmm.
And it would titillate me greatly if you would sing it.
Well, Oscar, if it'll titillate you, I'll sing it.
Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. Come out here in the moonlight. Get something sweet, love, I want to say. Your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so aggravated, my blushing rosy, my pony sweet. Rosie, you are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. I'm out here in the moonlight. There's something sweet, love. Oscar, I'm singing about my baby. Your honey, your little boy, I'm waiting. Love, Ruby. Don't be so aggravated, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet.
Al, I notice whenever you sing about a girl, you throw everything you have into it.
Well, Oscar, I throw what's left.
There's another girl song you should do.
Yes?
Yeah? No. Here it is.
Oh, Oscar. Oh, Oscar. That's a beautiful one. Look, have yourself a small tasset while Lou plays this, will you?
On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret, and Nini, as the night went along, there was suddenly a song, and Nini, all the world seemed to say that they loved the cabaret and Nini. But I knew that when she'd see me, Nini sang for me alone.
Came in a flash with a passion for dancing with the one that I adore. Taught her the dance in his fashion, and upon me she is singing no more.
On the Rue de la Paix, there was once a cabaret and a mini. Now I'm sitting sad and dreamy, just for Mimi and us all.
Al, you should see what just walked in the hall to pay us a Thanksgiving visit.
And if it's turkey, I'll take a drumstick.
Al, Al. Dorothy Lamour is here.
My order remains the same.
Why, Al, you old rascal, you.
Dorothy, I can't help it. You know, in the spring, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of love.
But this is winter.
I know. When you get to be my age, you don't like to lay off for three seasons.
Al, I'm surprised at you. I expected a little dignity on the Kraft Music Hall. Instead, I find you're just a wolf like Bob Hope.
Me? Me, Asa Yolson, a wolf?
Yes. Only you're not young enough to run with a pack anymore.
You know, Dorothy, I used to hear you on that Army show, Front and Center. Oh, and I liked you so much, Dorothy, I tried to enlist. But they didn't take me.
Why wouldn't they let you in the Army, Al?
Flat feet.
I can understand. I almost got flat feet for making those road pictures.
Oh, yeah, with Bing and Bob. You made a lot of those, didn't you, Dottie?
Yes, I was in Road to Morocco, Road to Utopia, Road to Rio.
And now you're working with Al Jolson.
End of the road.
Al, I'm here.
Oh, excuse me, Dorothy. This is Oscar Levant.
How do you do?
How do you do? I'm Oscar Levant.
I just said that.
I know, I wanted to hear it again.
Gee, Mr. Levant, a girl doesn't often get a chance to meet a brilliant man like you.
No, they don't.
Dorothy, you'll have to excuse Oscar. He's very bashful. You see, he doesn't know how to talk to girls.
Yes, I do. Miss Lamour, would you care to go dancing?
Yes, I'd love to. Where'll we go?
Arthur Murray's. I don't dance.
I've only been here a few minutes, and I've already had an invitation to go out. This is like working with Hope and Crosby.
Dorothy, look, do you always do those pictures with Bob and Bing, don't you? Well, have you ever thought of making a little change in the casting, you know?
Oh, Al, who could ever replace Bing and Bob?
I don't know who could play Hope, but I could take Bing's place. When the blue of the night... How does it go? I don't know.
Al, how does it go?
Right ahead. Never mind.
When the blue of the night, da 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 da, I don't know how it goes. Meets the gold of the day, boo hoo, boo hoo, boo hoo.
That doesn't sound like Crosby. That sounds like his brother Everett. But look, Dorothy, honestly, I could be like Bob Hope. This is Al Kraft, she's Dalton, who says if you want to treat her, try and meet her, a good-looking senorita, get her to wave her feet, turn on the heater, and she'll toast your Velveeta. Or...
That doesn't sound like Hope. Sounds like Effie Boone.
Well, I'm not sure you boys would qualify. After all, the road pictures are full of romance. You know, love makes the world go round.
I know. I've given it a few spins myself.
Well, Al, let's see just how romantic you are. Say a few sweet things to me.
Dorothy, you're wonderful. You're beautiful. You're divine. Does that remind you of Hope?
No. When Bob puts his arms around me, his nose always dents my forehead.
What am I up here? A bookend?
Oscar, go tune the piano. Dorothy, this is a moment I shall always cherish. You are the loveliest. You are the sweetest. You are the most wonderful. You, Oscar.
Yeah?
What are you doing there?
He told me to tune a piano.
But Oscar, I'm making love.
You could stand a little tuning, too.
Oscar, please, don't bother me. Dorothy, my darling, when I look deep in your eyes, I feel that I...
Say, Oscar, have you read any good books lately?
Yeah. I was reading Money Man by Al Jolson.
Oscar, please. Look, Dottie, when I'm making love, all I ask of a girl is that she pay attention. Dottie, dearest, my love for you is...
Oh, Al,
my love for you is more than a mountain.
Al, you...
My love for you is...
Why, Al, you just couldn't be in a road picture.
Why not?
The road would always be under repair.
Well...
Anyway, the music in our pictures is more important than the lovemaking.
Well, I'm good at anything.
Same here, only more so.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Oh, in your bright red sarong, you could make a man go wrong, and I would go if I were able. I don't look like Dingo Hope, but it's just like buying soap. Judge the contents, not the label.
No, go ahead. I'm an innocent laddie. Never was a ding-dong daddy, and two beautiful girls I see. Before I get much older, I should grow much older and get started making hay.
Leave us not be laconic. You guys live on celery tonic. For you it seems I have no sex appeal. Least with Crosby and Hope, give them a little rope, and they'll make a girly squeal.
Give me a little bit of plasma, and me a hot piano,
and then you can hit us to your shame.
Neither one of you I'd marry, both of you I'd have to carry.
I'm all that way.
Probably nobody at your house is interested in food right now, but tomorrow, same old story. Only tomorrow, they'll be glad to have something light, and you'll be glad to have some light kitchen work. For lunch, how about some sandwiches filled with fresh-tasting Philadelphia brand cream cheese, along with the celery and olives and cranberry relish left over from today? Or for dinner tomorrow, try this speedy dessert. Simply crackers and jelly and a square of creamy white Philadelphia brand, so rich, so fresh in flavor. Just make sure it's genuine Philadelphia cream cheese you get. The brand that's made only by Kraft and guaranteed fresh. Whenever you buy cream cheese, always see the words Philadelphia brand marked right on every package you buy. Smart shoppers make sure that they get the one and only Philadelphia brand cream cheese, backed by Kraft's guarantee of freshness.
Folks, on this Thanksgiving Day, there are many of you having family reunions and visiting friends. You're sitting around the fireplace after that big Thanksgiving dinner, listening to the radio, or maybe the younger kids, and many of the older ones are gathered around the piano playing and singing good old songs. Just be able to do that is something to be thankful for on this day. And you know, an old song is like an old friend. And one of the oldest friends I've had since I started singing so long ago is my gal Sal. So you're sitting at home being thankful for all the wonderful things you have. Why don't you sit back and just join me? They call her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar thought of a gal with a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrow, and care, she was always willing to share. Thought of devil, but dead on the level was my gal Sal. They call her Frivolous Sal, a peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, and I ought to know, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrow, and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but there on the level was my night, folks.
Baltimore can soon be seen the Benedict Borges production, A Miracle Can Happen. Tune again next Thursday for the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our special guest, Red Skelton. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who follow immediately. Also, tune in to Greg Gildersleeve next Wednesday on this network. Remember, next Thursday's guest on Kraft Music Hall will be Red Skelton. Millions of people in our land are turning to the church and to the synagogue more than ever before, turning in search of comfort, renewed faith, and encouragement. The 200,000 churches and synagogues of America are rising with nobility and zeal to meet increased demands. But they cannot continue this great fundamental service unless we all give them help. And that is why this week local churches and synagogues are joining hands throughout our country in a common appeal for increased support. If we heartily respond to this appeal, our churches may continue to nourish the things of the Spirit in all who come to them.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.